Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 10th of May, recording at 6:58 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets, an easier tone in here today. Nothing big on the downside. Well, the biggest, Nikkei, Japan's Nikkei, down 1.39 so far. So, a little profit taking in here today, and there are some reasons. Some of the headwinds have picked up a bit in here, and specifically among highlights, we have continued strength in metals. We have a pickup in the oil and natural gas sector. Not dramatic, but more importantly, from stock markets, not from a stock market perspective, not weakening further in here. And there may be just a little bit of apprehension prior to the Ben Bernanke speech tonight. I think this comes out at 7:30, so not that far away. That's local time, so about half an hour or so. And everybody expects the rate hike to 5%, including myself. But then it'll be interesting to see what he actually says. And my hunch is that he will not throw more ammunition to the dollar bears. I think the dollar bears are right on a medium to longer term view. But technically, the dollar is a little bit oversold here right now. Thus, my precautionary move yesterday to book the profit on my euro-dollar position. Okay, what about global stock markets? Well, some of the perennial favorites of mine, at any rate, India, pushed on to another new high in here today. Had another interesting report on India, which I posted. This one was a little bit more technical behavioral than some of the others, but pointing out that while everybody's bearish, one could classify that as wall of worry department, that we do not have the sort of euphoric sentiment that would give us real cause for concern. And I've made a connection here with Wall Street. I continue to believe in the Wall Street leash effect, and as you've heard me say, or veteran subscribers have heard me say, for a very long time throughout this rally, that as long as Wall Street was moving sideways to higher, the leash, as in a dog walker's leash, was quite loose, allowing some of the more fundamentally attractive and or in favor markets to romp ahead. And that's exactly what's been happening recently. Conversely, if Wall Street experiences a correction, even a small correction, it does tend to rein in some of those other stock markets. So really, I think rather than poring over the fundamental and technical runes for India, as many have been doing recently, I think keeping an eye on Wall Street will be as effective as anything. So again, Dow Jones, S&P, as long as they range sideways to a bit higher, then I don't see any real problem for India. As a matter of fact, it has license to go higher still. But when Wall Street eventually, and at some stage, inevitably, is going to experience a bit bigger correction than we've seen, and that will rein in other markets, and they'll move to the downside. Meanwhile, let's enjoy the rally. I take nothing for granted in terms of an extension to this rally during this risky seasonal electoral interest rate related environment in here. So I think anything on the upside is a bit of a bonus before some form of correction actually occurs. Meanwhile, I'm delighted that my portfolio is doing extremely well in here, not least because I know that that will also be the case for some of you who share some of my views on these markets and have some similar positions. So, what else is going on here? One area where I'm seeing a wee bit of profit erosion here today is in the government bond sector. They're all experiencing a rally. Nothing too big, but they have been awfully weak recently, and we're getting gilts in the euro bunds, for instance, and the treasury bonds also here, rallying off the lows a bit in here today. And that may be partly a knee-jerk reaction in response to or prior to Bernanke's comments as well. Gold started off with profit taking here earlier. Well, actually, it started off firm and then moved down and has picked back up again. For instance, give you the spot bullion action at the $700 level, and that's a little bit of a roundophobia number. So it would not be surprising to see gold sort of bounce around in this $700 region for a while, particularly as it's a little bit overstretched here in the short term. And it's a little bit overstretched if you hold lots of gold, as I do. It's wildly overstretched if you don't have any gold. it shows how our objectivity can be compromised a bit. But range on the day, low 693.85, high 704.59, lost as I look at the screen, 703.10, so up a little over $2 in here right now. And platinum, another strong day in here, and up $20. That did not filter through to palladium, but certainly further strength will. Palladium had a big percentage jump yesterday. And also in that metals area, now the industrial metals, very strong. Nickel. I don't think we've had the final curb settlement, but at $500, 20,450, that won't hurt the Inco numbers. So I think Inco was down a wee bit earlier on, in line with Wall Street, but it's been a bit of a, well, the two previous days have been outstanding, as you probably know. And lead now. In lots of thinking about these metals, I look at copper, and the trend is absolutely magnificent. But my primitive survival instinct just keeps me from going back into that market. Did I say nickel? I meant copper, if I didn't say copper. And ditto zinc. It still looks very much in form. These all look to me like they're going to go higher, but they've had such big moves without a decent correction that I'm just a little bit wary. Now, there's nothing as to say about the chart action other than its sheer strength, which creates some vertigo to cause me to be concerned. I would also be concerned if I had a long position that we might get some sort of pressure on the exchange to do something about this move. Now, I have seen that only once before, and I think that was during the. It probably has happened more than once, but the one I can recall at any rate was when Bunker Hunt was trying to corner the silver market, and the government and the exchange ganged up against him, and they ramped up the margin requirements on long positions. But more important than that, I believe, is that they said no new buys. And that leaves only sellers. And of course, the price just absolutely plummeted. Now, I'm not suggesting that the government and the exchanges are going to gang up against alleged copper and zinc speculators in here anytime soon, and I suspect that some of the numbers regarding positions, cash positions in copper by hedge funds, my hunch is they're exaggerated, but I just plain don't know, and I'd be surprised if anybody else did either. Nevertheless, say vertigo keeps me out, and I've decided to take the more pedestrian option to increase my exposure in the, or to have some exposure in that industrial metal sector, and thus playing the lead. And the chart looks good. Yesterday we had a good move, and we've had a good move in here today before the final settlement, up $32 at 13. 12, and so that can romp on the Buggins turn basis. And what about oil? Natural gas, grateful for, I'll be grateful for small blessings, up 0.179 in here today to 676. It's really got to break back above that $7 level on a clear dynamic, and then I think we'd get a further rally in the natural gas market. It's the cheapest industrial commodity right now, in my view, that's futures traded at any rate, but very much the laggard, and until it, well, it would have to be, wouldn't it? That's tautological. But to spark a recovery, something has to happen. Well, it's certainly not going to be the hurricane season yet, just yet, and we do have. We did have that mildly bullish report on stockpiles, a little bit of a drawdown there below expectations, but I suspect that it will just be a view that this is too low given what everything else is doing. Crude oil 171.70 in here today, and that's pretty much it in terms of the main themes. It'd be interesting to see how markets react, if at all, following Bernanke's comments. Meanwhile, you enjoy whatever you're doing. All the best.